This is Dr. Tavares. I'm going to ask you a question, Angela Gadson. And you can appreciate history of gastric ulcer and GERD. Date of birth is 2/5/96. Patient also have a gastric ulcer in the antrum, prepleuric here in the antrum, with a thickened mucosa. It appeared to be non-healing. Also, multi-biopsy with Rickett's flag diagnosis or neoplasia with improvement changes after question size of our sarcopenic question of placebo injection. Question short segment better biopsy with Rickett's flag diagnosis. First observation of complication. Find number question short segment better biopsy with Rickett's flag diagnosis. Number two, prepyloric non-healing gastric ulcer with a thickening of the mucosa and distortion of the prepyloric area. Multi-biopsy with Rickett's flag diagnosis or neoplasia with inflammatory changes. Number four, gastritis. Number five, duodenitis. Recommendation. However, the gastric ulcer biopsy mucosal thickening. Even if the biopsy comes negative for any neoplasia, the recommendation upper and after ultrasound for the evaluation. Await for the stomach biopsy, the pleural biopsy. Await for the stomach biopsy. Also, it comes up positive helicobacter pyloric therapy. Start a patient protons, 40 milligram daily, and along with, I'm going to start a patient on carafit 1 gram TID. And depending on what the upper endoscopic ultrasound finding would be, if that comes out negative with neoplastic cells, then bring the patient back in 3 months to follow up this test. Also, follow on Tuesday, Bishop Tyson, the outpatient primary care provider, Dr. Goodrich, and copy Dr. Potter. I'm sorry, the official was March 16th, 2023, March 16th, 2023. Patient's up. Thanks.